I really hope to encourage you today. My prayer is that what I'm about to share will really stir your hope, your confidence in God, and in His working in you and through you wherever you are in the world. So really, today, just a couple of devotional thoughts from God's Word, things that I've been meditating on, things the Lord has been using in my own life, and just really hope they'll be an encouragement to you as well. I want to challenge us all to remember the power of God's Word. We know very well Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12 that the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. And we know so many verses in the Bible that talk about the power of God's words, power from these words that actually spoke the world, the universe, into existence. And we hold words from that same God in our hands. And I think so frequently we struggle to diagnose our own need. We think through the different challenges that we're facing, and we actually see in our own hearts some shortcomings, areas where we need to grow. And I think Psalm 19 is such a blessing. And again, these are familiar verses. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. You could also connect that to Psalm 119 and the whole journey there with God's Word throughout those 176 verses. And I think the point is this, that whatever our need is, whatever need you find in your heart right now as you're listening to these words, the Word of God has the answer. It is His Word that He will use actually to meet the needs of your heart. So if you're lacking joy, go to the Bible. If you're lacking strength, go to the Bible. If you need victory, go to the Bible. If you need direction, go to the Bible. The power of God's Word. And He uses what He has written and given to us in the Bible to do His work in us. And then really the thought that I've had in my mind about this particular topic, I'm thinking about 1 Peter 1:23. And there Peter tells those exiles scattered throughout the Roman Empire, a certain part of the Roman Empire, he reminds them, "You have been born again, not of seed which is perishable, but imperishable, that is, through the living and enduring Word of God." You are, in many places in this world and in the United States of America, sowing seed. That is a scriptural image. You're sowing seed. And it is such a delight to the heart to remember that that seed, the Word of God, that seed has the power to give life. And there are people that you're working with, you've talked with them dozens of times, and it just seems like nothing is registering. There are people that you will meet for the first time, and you're going to struggle to know exactly what kind of counsel to give them. Their situation is so complicated, and they come to you for help, and they're asking for counsel. Other people, you're going to be working with them, maybe even in your church, and they're lost people, and they're blind or they're stubborn or some combination of the two, and we're so often perplexed because we've tried and tried and tried, and we've had so many opportunities, and we're just wondering, how long is this going to be going on? And I just want to encourage us that it is the seed, the Word of God, gives life. And we don't have any other message but what God has given us in the Bible. And I really want to remember that for myself as I talk with people, and I want to encourage you with that today. Keep giving the Word. Keep giving verses of Scripture. Keep giving passages from the Bible. Keep sharing the gospel in all of its just glorious, glorious shades and all these different aspects of the gospel. Emphasize forgiveness and reconciliation and propitiation and regeneration and so many other things, the cleansing that we receive through the blood of Christ, so many different aspects of the gospel that we find in the Word of God. Just keep sowing that seed. Keep sowing that seed. It is the seed of the Word of God by which people are born again. And I just want to encourage you with that today. Remember the power of God's Word. But then secondly, and I hope this will really minister to your heart today, as it has to mine, remember the certainty of the harvest. Remember the certainty of the harvest. I was recently with a gathering of missionaries, and I was listening to them share different opportunities that they had had to share the gospel with people. And I was so strengthened and encouraged and convicted and stirred in my own heart as I listened to them share different opportunities that God had given and was giving them to share the gospel with people. And as I listened to them, the Lord, I'm sure it was the Lord, brought right to my heart and mind a single line from an old hymn. I'm going to share the whole stanza in just a second, but that the single line that just kept flashing through my mind was this line: "He shall reap the harvest he has sown." And you're out there sowing God's word. But we do have to remember that Jesus Christ gave himself. He gave his life. He shed his blood. And he will reap what he has sown. It is absolutely certain. You can be confident. The certainty of the harvest. Remember that. That stanza is right. That's biblical. The whole stanza goes like this. I just love this stanza of this hymn. "I cannot tell how he will win the nations, how he will claim his earthly heritage, how satisfy the needs and aspirations of East and West, of sinner and of sage. But this I know, all flesh shall see his glory, and he shall reap the harvest he has sown. And some glad day his sun will shine in splendor when he, the Savior of the world, is known. He shall reap the harvest he has sown." That's scriptural. Isaiah 53 says it like this, that he will render himself as a guilt offering. He will pour himself out as a sacrifice. But if he will do that, he will see his offspring. And verse 11 says, "As a result of the anguish of his soul, he will see it and be satisfied." Now, I want to encourage you with that thought. Remember the certainty of the harvest. Jesus said it like this about his followers: "Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." That was true for Christ, and it's true for us. He gave his life, and he will reap the harvest. And we know from Revelation that harvest will be from every single tribe, tongue, people, and nation. And as you are out where you are, scattering the seed of the Word of God, scattering the seed of the gospel, remember the power of that word. You don't need any other instrument. Just keep sharing God's words about Christ, about salvation. And God uses those words to give life to dead sinners. And you can do that with certainty that Jesus, carry these words with you, he will reap the harvest he has sown. That's precious. That's precious to me, and it's so stirring to my heart and so comforting to me. As I look around the world and I look around my context and I see darkness and hardness, and it's just such a joy to remember this, that Jesus Christ did not die in vain. He will reap the harvest he has sown. Go out today and tomorrow and the next day with these two thoughts in your mind. As you interact with that person at the vegetable stand or there in the electronics repair shop or wherever you go today, and just keep these two things in mind: the power of God's word and the certainty of the harvest. It will happen because Jesus Christ guarantees it. I hope these are encouraging thoughts to you and will really, really give you hope and confidence in God's continue working in your own lives and through you as you seek to share God's truth with others. God bless you.